Hi, I'm Leanne Johnson. I'm the Director of Teacher Education at Shepherd University, Department of Education.
And you got exciting news.
Yes, we just received word from CAPE, which is the National Accrediting Association for Education, that we have renewed our accreditation, so we'll be back in full force like we have in the past with a fully accredited program for our education majors. We've maintained a national status for many, many years, so we're just upping that, but we had a whole new set of standards because CAPE is a new organization. In the past, we were under something called NCATE, which was an entirely different set of standards, and so with the movement to the new set of standards, we are having to realign and rethink how we're doing things so that we're able to make sure that under the new standards, we've met the same high-quality expectations that we have had in the past.
What kinds of differences are there, and what have you had to do to meet those differences?
The new standards revolve around five areas. One is on the assessment that we do of our students. So we're held very highly accountable to be able to measure their success, not just in their own learning, although that's a part of it, but also in their ability to impact their students or their future students' learning. And that's a whole new part to this that we've never had to look at before. Because up to this point, we could verify, yes, our students have learned this, you know, list of skills and have this set of knowledge, but now we have to be able to show that they can actually convey that to their pre-K to 12th grade students in a professional setting, and that's been a real challenge.
Because?
It involves having to go into the actual school system and collect data on the children in those classes as opposed to just collecting data on the students that we have here on campus. But if you want to think about the fact that ultimately the sign of a successful teacher is that they're able to actually show that their students are learning. And now we have to figure out creative ways to actually gather that information. And we've never had to do that before.
Dr. Scott Beard, Acting Provost.
And you helped with the new accreditation of the Education Department. Explain why this was a unique one this time.
I think one of the challenges here is that CAPE, or the Council for the Accreditation of Educator Preparation, is a new body, is a new entity. And this came about from the merging of the previous accrediting body, NCATE, and another organization. So as we were going through this process, the challenge was there weren't really models of self-studies and evidence files that we could really look at as a guide. So we really had to read the standards. We came through with a really, really clean site report. All standards were met. We had some minor areas for follow-up on the annual reporting process. This was our initial accreditation with CAPE, so we were really pleased with the outcome. And I think part of the reason is that teacher education is really the history and the legacy of Shepherd University. We were founded as a state teachers' college, and that has always been part of Shepherd's identity. It's part of its reputation. We see so many of our alumni out in the field, in our immediate area, having an impact on the P-12 system, and I think we'll continue to do that.